Teacher friends, this episode is for you if you have ever considered taking a mental health day, but then all of a sudden you got nervous, you were unsure if you should, you're not even real clear on what constitutes a mental health day, or you have taken one and you realize it's one of the best choices that you have ever made. Because as a teacher, we do get days where we don't have to be at school. But sometimes we feel like, oh my gosh, it's just going to make things harder because of sub plans, because it's chaotic when we aren't in the classroom. Well, in this episode, I am going to unpack three times that I have taken a mental health day in my career, one of which was like adorable and cute because I was so young when I did it. And I'm going to tell you exactly when I did it, why I did it, and what I did throughout the day. The second one is a little bit like, girl, I don't know. It feels controversial. And I'm going to explain why that one was a good choice as well. And then stick around for the third reason why I've taken a mental health day, because it is completely unhinged. You're going to hear it and be like, no way is that true. There's no way that actually happened. And I'm here to tell you, yes, it's happened actually more than once. And it's feeling very traumatic for me. And I'm thankful that I took that mental health day. Teachers, I think that we are in this profession and we are passionate about it, but it's also really difficult sometimes. And if we have the chance, if we have the days, if we have the opportunity to take that mental health day, this episode is going to deteriorate all of the guilt and all of the stress and help you to realize that it's a real thing. You should do it. And I'm going to unpack all the reasons why in this episode. So if you want to laugh, if you want to hear some truth bombs, if you want your jaw to drop, you're in the right place. Let's get into the episode.
There is awesome in every single school day. So here is the big question. How can teachers like us, who love our job, love our students, and love being a part of education, celebrate awesome even more in our classrooms and learning communities? Where can we find teaching tips and tricks? Where can we find engaging stories and motivational strategies? That is the question, and this weekly podcast is your answer. So welcome to all my teacher friends. My name is Monica Genta, and I am so excited that you are here listening to this podcast, This Teacher Life. I want to give a huge disclaimer before I ever start this episode that I am not insinuating, implying, or suggesting that we should take loosey-goosey mental health days. I know that there is a ton of stress on the education system when it comes to finding subs, when it comes to just fulfilling the staff needs on a daily basis for our students. So what I am not suggesting in this episode is that you take four quote unquote mental health days to go to Disney with your family in the middle of January, okay? That's not what I'm suggesting. I understand that that need and want is real, but what I want to talk about in this episode are examples of mental health days that I deem, yes, that actually fits the description. Another disclaimer, your school district might actually have a definition of what constitutes a mental health day, so you should definitely be aware of that. But what I do want to unpack in this episode are three really interesting reasons why I have that I feel like were a good choice and weren't creating too much stress on the education system, okay? So the very first one is actually when I was super young. And I'm talking within my first like 5 or 6 years of teaching. So I'm in my 20s and I was scared to death to take a real sick day, let alone like a mental health day. Like there would be days that I would be throwing up or nauseous or have a fever. And I'd be like, it's way easier to just go into school and teach all day than it would be to get a sub to write sub plans. So I need you to know that when I was in my first half of teaching, I would be like on my deathbed teaching. And I know that that's not good. Like, girl, you got a 102 fever. It's not safe for you to be at school. I just wanted you to set the stage for this because when I took my very first mental health day, I felt like a freaking rebel, okay? It was in the spring and I remember it perfectly. We had had a super, super, super cold winter. And if I'm being honest, I think seasonal depression is a real thing. And I had kind of gotten caught up in that cycle of just not feeling like myself. And I'll never forget, we were going to have like a 65 degree temperature day. And I knew that that was coming. And I was getting so excited about it. And I told some of my teacher friends who were older and wiser. And they're like, Monica, have you ever taken a sick day? And I was like, yes, once because I was throwing up. And they're like, no, like a sick day. And I'm like, what does that even mean? And they're like, you're kind of just sick at being at school sick day. And I'm like, can you even do that? And they sort of explained mental health days to me. And so I was like, I don't know if I can do that. What would I do all day? And they're like, that's the thing. You get to decide. And here I am as like a 25, 26 year old. And I am going crazy in my head because what would I do? Like, what would I do on that day? And I decided to take one. And I remember submitting for a sub that morning in the online system. Like we had a portal that you could go into to click submit for a sick day. And I did it. And I remember feeling like giddy after I did it. I was like, oh my gosh. But I also felt super nervous. Like, what if I get caught? What if somebody says like, are you okay? Were you throwing up? Did you have a fever? Like what was going on? And so in the system, you didn't have to say like the reason why. It was just like sick day, personal day. And I marked sick day. And then I'm like, okay, I've done it. I've done it. I felt like a kid who got to stay up late, or I felt like the kid whose parents said you get to order pizza while we're gone on date night and you get to give the delivery driver the $10 for Domino's. Like that's how giddy and excited I was, which is ridiculous because I was an adult and I was a professional, but some of you who have taken a mental health day for this reason totally get it. And so I remember sleeping in, and then I remember going for a run. But I was super nervous that somebody was going to drive by me while I was out running. So I just did like laps in my subdivision. And so I went on like a 3-mile run, and I came home and I drank 2 cups of coffee at home instead of one. And then I went outside and sat on my back deck because it was like beautiful temperatures and we hadn't seen the sun or felt like 60 degrees in months. And I remember thinking, oh, I'm getting a little hot. This is a special day. I'm going to go put on my freaking swimsuit. I swear to goodness, I thought, let me get a little like UV. Let me get a little sun-kissed. And I put on a freaking swimsuit on a 60 degree day because I didn't want this pale white skin that I had had all winter long. And then again, I got nervous because I thought I can't be out here too long because I can't go back to school tomorrow with a tan. And I remember shooting like a picture and sending it to my mom and my mom being like, where in the hell are you? What are you doing? And I'm like, Mom, don't tell anyone, but I took my first mental health day. And she's like, oh, honey, I'm so proud of you. You deserve it, right? Like my mom was super supportive of this. And then I was like, oh my gosh, I can run errands during the middle of the day. Is this what you do on a mental health day? I don't know, because it's my first one. But again, I was nervous to run errands. I was nervous to do grocery shopping in the town, because the town that I lived in was also the town that I taught in. So I freaking drove 20 minutes to the next town to go to Walmart to do grocery shopping, because I was so fearful that I was going to get caught on this mental health sick day. That's ridiculous. I need anyone who like has a spouse or a significant other or a friend in another profession to ask if they feel this same kind of guilt or weight or fear when taking a day off, that we are driving to another town to do grocery shopping. And that town did happen to have a Starbucks, and my town at the time did not. So you guys, can I tell you, I got a grande iced coffee and sipped that iced coffee on the drive home back to my house on this mental health day, feeling like an absolute million bucks. I felt happy. I felt refreshed. I felt recharged. And I think that is the point of a mental health day. If you are questioning leaving the profession on a daily or weekly basis, I wonder if a little rebel mental health day where you sleep in, you exercise, you drink a cup of coffee, you read a book, you run errands, you sit in the sunlight and absorb that UV, whatever you need, I actually think that can be beneficial to students, to staff, to your school, and to your soul, okay? So that is my first example that's like adorable and like innocent. The next two are a little different, okay? And the second one, I will tell you, is a little bit controversial. Because at the beginning of the episode, I said, if you're going to Florida for 4 days for mental health days in the spring or in January, or you're butting up your sick days next to spring break to elongate a break, I understand how that feels shady, and that's adding a lot of stress to the system. So I need you to know that this second mental health day that I have done before does feel maybe a little controversial, all right? So let's get into it. I have taken a mental health day to fly to Florida for 48 hours. I've done that. Okay? I have. And let me tell you why. My parents, they love to travel, and they have definitely instilled the love of travel into their three children, to myself, to my older brother, and to my younger sister. We love to travel, okay? The adventure, the food, the experience, the relaxation, the just different change of pace and different change of scenery is so important to all of us. And I love that. And I know that not everyone loves travel, but we really do, okay? And so my parents had planned a trip, and they had gotten a condo that had multiple bedrooms, and it was kind of their dream to have all of their kids there at the same time, and their grandkids and the spouses or their significant others of the kids. They wanted to get everyone there. Well, of course, in theory, that would be lovely and awesome, but when it comes to work schedules and time off and PTO and sick days and how the weekends fall, like, that's just not always realistic. But what was awesome is my brother and his family got to meet up with my parents for a little bit of time and enjoy Florida. And that was so lovely. And so my mom was sending me pictures of their time, and my brother was sending me pictures of their time. And I was like, jealous, wish I could have gone. I'm so mad this didn't work out, but I'm so glad that they're having a good time. Well, later on in my parents' trip, my sister and her family got to meet up with my parents. And so then again, my mom was sending me text messages, and my sister was sending me text messages, and I was seeing it on social media. And again, I'm like, I love this for them. This is so fun. But at the same time, I am like so mad at this situation, right? teachers don't really have flexibility outside of the summer months. And disclaimer, I know that people are going to be like, you get June, July, and August off. Go on vacation during that time. I know. But not everyone's a teacher. Not everyone has extreme flexibility in their schedules. So in a lot of ways, I understand why people are taking sick days to go to Disney and they're not really sick. I get it. I do. I understand the sentiment because here I am having complete FOMO and missing out on all this great family time. And it got to the point where I was like, no, here's what I'm going to do. I am going to fly out on a Thursday night to Florida. And I'm not going to tell my family. I'm not going to tell my parents that I'm doing this, okay? I'm going to surprise them. And I'm going to take one mental health day on a Friday. I know that Fridays are definitely the number one most requested days for sick time, personal time, mental health time. I know that. But that's what I did. Because I wanted to elongate the opportunity to be gone. And I wanted it to fall on a weekend, okay? And I did it. I flew to Florida. I took one day off on a Friday. I had the best time ever. My parents were crying. They were so excited. They were so happy. I had the best time with them. It was literally just me and my parents. And we watched TV at night and we played cards and we sat by the pool and we went out to dinner and we went putt-putt golfing. And at this point, I'm like 30 years old doing this with my parents and it felt like I was a kid again. And I don't know why I'm getting like a little emotional about it, but I think the reason why I'm getting emotional about it is because it was an absolute yes, perfect use of mental health time, right? Like, not to get too deep on this, but there are times where we won't get moments back. As people get older and people's lives change and maybe, you know, health habits change and people aren't able to do the same things that they once were, like, travel is really important to me and to my family. And yeah, I am gonna take a mental health day every once in a while if I can, if that means that I get to be with family or friends to do special experiences on special occasions. So yes, I did take a mental health day so I could fly to Florida and spend 2 days with my parents. Yes, it's true. Did I post it all over social media? Absolutely not. Did I tell all my friends and all my coworkers about it? Absolutely not, right? Your time is your time. And I guess if I were to be asked, I would say, yeah, I took a mental health day and here's why. And I guess if we are living in a world or you're teaching in a school district where we get fired for spending quality time with our parents who are in their 70s, what? What? One day? You're gonna get fired for one day? Or you're gonna get like penalized for one day? Like, whoa. I think that would be a sign that the profession or your district has dehumanized the whole reason why we do this, which is to help humans, build humans, teach humans. And so, yeah, there's an example of a mental health day that I took to fly to Florida to hang out with my parents, and I absolutely do not regret it, okay? Full transparency. Now, we are going to get into the third reason why I have taken a mental health day, and I want to tell you in advance, it's absolutely crazy, and I'm so excited and also so embarrassed to tell this story, and we're going to get into it in a second. But I think that one thing that we can do to help with our own mental health and also help with our students' mental health is to provide opportunities in class, face-to-face with students, for them to unpack, cope, communicate, develop compassion. And I think that happens when we build really good social and emotional learning systems
And we can do that with really powerful and strategic social emotional learning lessons. And that's exactly why I wrote and developed and released the 180 Days of Awesome SEO curriculum. In fact, I've got two different curriculums, one for lower grades and one for upper grades. And these are 180 fully planned lessons that are perfect for advisory, morning meeting, homeroom, whatever time that you have chiseled out in the first 30 minutes of your day, the first 10 minutes of your day, around lunchtime, at the end of the day, whenever you have a chance to have a little bit of flexibility with kids, or you can create that flexibility to have those life moments to help them with career, college, or just life readiness skills, then this curriculum is absolutely for you. It's got everything you need with activities, questions, links, videos, everything that you need so you can save some of your mental health because it's done for you, and provide a platform for building really great mental health for your students. The 180 Days of Awesome SEL curriculum is available in the link in the show notes. You can check it out, or you can go to monicagenta.com/180SEL. That's Monica, GENTA.com/180SEL. There are samples of the lessons on that site, and I promise you that you will absolutely love the 180 days worth of lessons, and so will your students. All right, sample number three of when and why I took a mental health day. And this is ridiculous, okay? I am seriously so embarrassed to tell this story, but I love being real and raw with you guys. And I know that I'm not going to be alone in the wildness of why we need to take these days sometimes, okay? So I want to go back to like my first 5 years of teaching. I love to cook and I love to create in the kitchen, and I also like to do it with just simple ingredients. And I remember that I had been craving rice all day long at school, and I was like, oh, okay, cool. I'll like make a rice dish when I get home. So I got home, I had rice, but I didn't have a lot of ingredients to make a full rice dish. So I was like, okay, I've got salt, I got pepper, and I've got a head of garlic. Like, surely I can do something with that. So I minced up a bunch of garlic, I threw it in the rice, and I made like garlicky rice. It was delicious. I absolutely loved it, okay? And I ate probably one or two, hell, maybe three servings of this garlicky rice. And I need you to know that I had made like one or two cups of rice, and I also put the entire head of garlic in that 1 to 2 cups of rice. So the ratio of garlic to rice kernels was imbalanced. But I didn't care because I love garlic. Well, newsflash. I don't process garlic, onions, or maple syrup well. I know that's a really random list, but my body cannot break down the enzymes or the nutrients in vegetables like garlic and onions, and also maple syrup. So if I eat oatmeal, like brown sugar maple oatmeal, it like seeps out my pores and I smell like a pancake for the next 1 to 2 days. But that's not bad, right? To smell like syrup, that's kind of cute, you know? All right, that's nice. When you have garlic or onions seeping out of your pores, that's not cute. Those vegetables start to smell like BO seeping out of your body. And the reason why I say this is now because I know, because I had a very traumatic experience after I ate my garlic rice, because I went into school and I noticed that everyone around me was saying, what is that smell? And I didn't smell it because it was on myself. I had lived in the house for the last 12 hours where this rice was cooked. So it was on me and I didn't realize I was permeating garlic, okay? And everyone around me was like, oh my God, what's that smell? Then students came in, middle school, seventh grade students would come in every single hour and they're like, this is gross. This is disgusting. What is that smell? It was seeping out of my pores. And I finally had to tell students and my like teacher BFFs, listen, I didn't really know this was going to happen. I knew that I couldn't break down garlic and onions and maple, but I didn't know it was going to be this bad. I've never reacted quite like this to this like spice, to this herb, to this vegetable, whatever the hell garlic is. And they all laughed and like, Monica, it's so bad. Like, we thought a student had terrible BO. And I'm like, no, it's me. It's not BO. I swear to God, I'm clean. It's the garlic seeping out of my forehead. My pores have opened up and I smell like a head of garlic. And I had brushed my teeth and I had showered and I had washed my hands. Did not matter. Okay? What a traumatic experience. I swear to goodness. Like, I didn't eat garlic for like 4 years after that. Well, let's flash forward to this school year. Okay, straight up. I cannot believe I'm telling this story. This is so embarrassing. All day long, for whatever reason, at school, I was craving grilled peppers and onions. Like, it was sounding so good to me. Weird craving, I know, but I was like, I want grilled peppers and onions so bad. Like, I want to make like fajitas at home, but I don't need the tortillas. I don't need the salsa. I want like a shit ton of peppers and onions. So I got home and I cut up green peppers, yellow peppers, red peppers, orange peppers, and I shit you not, an entire bag of onions. Six large onions, okay? And I thought, this will be good because I'm going to like meal prep this for the whole week. So I'm ready to go. This happened on a Monday. So meal prepped all of it. I knew that these were like juicy onions. As I was cutting them, they were extraordinarily like juicy onions. Onions shouldn't be juicy, but they were. So I knew that the smell was strong, but I thought, well, I'm going to cook it out, right? Like, I'm going to saute these up. I'm going to essentially grill these onions up so that smell of onions is going to dissipate. So I ended up eating a very large quantity of grilled vegetables that night. I had a whole green pepper. I had a whole red pepper. And I honestly probably ended up eating three grilled onions. Is that a lot? Yes. Yes, it is. I was craving it. Okay. My body was craving these vegetables. And that night, I went to a basketball game. Okay. Went to a basketball game, a school basketball game. And my mom happened to be there and she gave me a hug and she said, "Ooh, you smell like a Mexican restaurant. Did you go out to Mexican?" I was like, "Oh, no, mom. Nope, I just made dinner at home." And she's like, "Oh, it smells so good." My mom was lovely and supportive like she always is. Then I started sitting around some friends and they're like, "Monica, do you smell that?" And I was like, "What?" And they're like, "Whoa, it is a strong smell of onions." And I just said to myself, "Oh, I probably should have changed my shirt, right? I definitely should have changed my shirt because this is the shirt that I was wearing when I cooked these." And it was kind of dropped. But later on that night, they're like, "No, seriously, Monica, it's like coming out of your pores." And so I started smelling my skin, realizing I smelled absolutely disgusting. Like, I smelled like a huge onion. And so I washed my hair, I scrubbed my skin, and I couldn't get the smell of onions off of me. I walked into my house later that night where I had cooked it, and everything in my home smelled like onions. And I thought, holy shit, this is happening again. This is like garlic cloves of 15 years ago. It's happening again, this time with onions. And I took a day. I did. I took a day because I could not go into a school with the smell of onion juice coming out of my body. I couldn't have a repeat of that traumatic event. I literally had to take a sick day because I ate too many onions. Who in the hell says that? Okay. I took a sick day. It was a sick day. We don't have to like distinguish between mental health, sick, doctor's appointment. It's just a sick day. I took a sick day because I ate too many onions.
Can you relate? Probably not. This is an incredibly niche thing. But if you cannot break down these kinds of vegetables, you know it's embarrassing. I'm never eating an onion again in my life. I'm never eating garlic again. I'm never eating onions again. We can't be missing school because of eating onions. But that's what I did. And on that day, I did similar to what I did when I was in my 20s. Slept in, drank extra coffee, went for a run around my neighborhood. I went grocery shopping in another town, and I basically hid. This time, not because I was nervous about getting caught, I hid because I needed extra time for the onions to seep out of my pores. That is ridiculous. That is absolutely ridiculous. But the This Teacher Life podcast is about teacher transparency, and I need you to know, if you ever have to take a sick day or a mental health day for something that ridiculous, you are not alone. I hope it's not for onions or crazy, you know, weird vegetable vibes, but if it happens, it happens. Take the day. Save your mental health, because I would have been embarrassed all day. I would have been self-conscious all day. I wouldn't have wanted to talk to people, and it's literally our job as teachers to talk and work closely with students. Can't do that. Not with onions. Not with onions, like, coming out your fingertips, okay? So there you have it. Those are three really good reasons to take mental health sick days, and I'm sure there are so many more. I hope that this episode has de-stressed a situation for you in the future when you know that you need to take one. I hope that this episode has felt really silly and you feel like, okay, I'm not alone. Something crazy and random like that has happened to me as well. Please let me know. I want to know what it is. Message me with what has happened, because I want to hear all about that. Oh, wow. Okay, I feel better for talking about this. What a stress relief to just, you know, let the world know that crazy shit happens in our lives, and it's not just you, friends. It's not just you. As a reminder, the This Teacher Life podcast is released every Sunday night, so you are ready for your Monday morning commute. You can listen to it on the way to school to get you ready on a Monday, or on the way home from school to just release some stress and get some ideas and some laughter and some learning. As a reminder, if you want to boost your mental health and the mental health and social emotional learning of your students, you can check out monicagenta.com/180SEL to get the entire 180 days of awesome SEL curriculum. You guys, I want to thank you so much for listening to this episode, but most importantly, thank you for living this teacher life.